The Everson Museum in Syracuse is showing a black and white street photography exhibition by the late Helen Levitt, a photographer who was based out of New York City. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the museum teamed up with Syracuse University to get students in the Syracuse City School District to display their own street photography that reflects where they live.
This one was like my family loves each other and stuff, and my dad's a pastor. That one was my family's funny.
Zachary Dickerson, a sixth grader at Ed Smith Elementary School in Syracuse, is showing off some of his photography on display at the Everson Museum.
First we wrote a kind of poem, and then I wanted to get those pictures that's around my poem, like a picture book.
Syracuse University students came to Dickerson's class through the Photography and Literacy Project to give the kids a chance to tell the stories of their communities. The kids got to take home basic point-and-shoot cameras and document the world around them. Then, the college students went through the kids' photographs with them. Stephen Mann, who runs the program, says it is about using the elements of photography to elicit emotions from the viewer that you want them to have.
Even if the student doesn't realize that that's a good photograph, oftentimes I can pair it with a photograph, a very famous photograph taken by a very famous, well-known photographer. You can't really tell the difference between something that was done by a renowned artist and a sixth grade kid.
The Everson Museum gave year memberships to all the kids that participated in the show, which runs until February 28th. The Helen Levitt exhibition runs until March 8th. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.